$1,000 for some of those little beds and things that we threw away.
You never know what you'll miss, do you? Now, what about over the windows? If you have something that rolls up and down?
The window sheds. We used to have sheds, but they're too hard to keep up with. They get up the rollers and pull them. So I guess that's the reason people quit.
That's true, yeah. Most people have these blinds now. What about in the bedroom? What kind of furniture would you have there to put your clothes in? Or?
Well, in the old times, we had nails on the wall to hang them. We didn't have closets.
You didn't have a big piece of furniture that you could hang them
in? Well, some people did, but now when I grew up, we didn't have that. But now after I married, I had all that. But when I was growing up as a child, we did not have it in our farm house.
What did you call those?
What?
The
chaparral.
Big ones. Did it have,
place to hang your clothes and shelf the drawers on the side, you know, door that you go over and put the drawer in. I had those myself.
Okay. And how about a lower piece with drawers?
Oh, the washstands and bureaus. I got two of those upstairs.
You have a bowl and pitcher and all that that goes with it. Those are pretty. How about covers on the bed?
Well, everybody used to use quilts all the time, make them. Out of any kind of material that you could find.
Have you made them?
Not me, but when I married in 39, my mother made me two, and I still have them. Because I never used them.
What about to go over the bed for decoration? Or?
Think about what they used to do. That's what you want, what we used to do.
Well,
a lot of people throw these toss pillows on the beds, but I don't care for them. Some people just cover their beds with different things after they put a spread on.
Okay. What if you were going to take quilts off the bed and maybe make a bed for a baby or something?
Make a pallet for the baby.
Okay.
And that's much out of style, man. Much out of style.
What about a space up in the top of the house where you would could store things?
Attic. Well, I never had one, but I've got a wonderful attic because from this flue right on back is my attic that I can walk back in and store everything.
Can walk around in there?
Yeah, got it flowing. It's wonderful. Got anything you can think about it. Some Christmas trees and.
What about where you grew up? Did you have a room there that you would keep old furniture or
afford anything like that when I grew up. Times were real hard. I was born in 1918. Times were hard. I remember when we used to go to school, we'd have one pair of socks and you'd wash them out at night and hang them on a chair to dry till the next moment. It was nine of us children, you see. Mom and my daddy, and I was 11 to eat. I mean, we had plenty to eat. Now, we didn't suffer for anything, but we didn't have a lot of clothes like some people would have, but those people didn't have food like we had.
You grew it yourself.
That's right. They didn't have it. We had plenty of food, anything, ham, chicken, that we grew out on the farm, any kind of vegetables you could think about, peanuts, but the rest of people have to buy it in town.
What about where you would cook and eat?
Well, we had a wood stove. Now, I'm telling you about when I grew up, not after I married. We had a large wood stove that you put wood in it, cook on, had a reservoir to heat you over. Well, we could afford that when I remember we bought it. It was so nice. And the woman closet's on the stove. After you cook your food, you put it up in the woman closet and keep it warm. Well, pick up wood, anything to put burn in the stove.
Was the kitchen part of the main house right there together?
No, let me describe it. The first part of the house, my daddy built it when he and my mother married, and it was one of the new houses.